All right, it is Thursday afternoon. We are en route to a hot stretch, hot and humid. This is, I always feel like this is always the hottest week of summer, isn't it? I don't know. Why do we have to have the 3M open on the hottest week of the summer? Unclear. We're going to talk with the tournament director of the 3M Open next hour here on Drive Time, so keep listening for that. Today, a killer confessed. A killer confessed today, and hearing him confess to what he did makes me furious. Furious. It's worse that he confessed today. Part of me thinks it would have been better if he would have kept his mouth shut. Derek Thompson is the guy who was driving the car that slammed into a car with five young women in it. And this was a Minneapolis crash. It ends a long charade of a trial where Thompson's defense attorney, the only real defense they put forward, was that he wasn't driving. He didn't do it. There is a certain kind of monster who kills five people, doesn't accept a plea deal, goes to trial, makes the family members of all of those young women sit through this whole charade. And then today this guy says, there's not a day I don't ask God why he didn't take me instead and let your beautiful angel still be here. Bleep you. How dare you get in front of the court today trying to get a lower sentence, trying to have these five sentences all at the same time, five third-degree murder sentences, and instead of having it stacked one after the other. The normal way for a case is you would serve it at once. It was one event. It was one crash that killed all these people. So you would serve five felonies all at the same time. The judge in this case said, no, you're doing these back to back and you are going away for 59 years. So why am I more upset that he finally owned up and took responsibility? I believe that if he meant a single word of what he said today, he would have taken the plea deal and he wouldn't have forced the families to sit through this whole thing. It's, I mean, obviously the worst, the more severe crime is the crash. But, man, it's a next level of depravity to force a family through a trial for what? Because you thought, like, maybe your attorney had some genius way to get you off? Man, part of me feels like you need a triple penalty for being an absolute monster in the way that you put the family through this tragedy again. And then to try to allow your attorney to throw your brother under the bus and say he was driving the car. I don't know what you do in this circumstance. Part of me feels like if you're not going to take the stand and take responsibility during the trial, you shouldn't get a chance to stand up on sentencing day and say, like, oh, I'm really sorry. I guess I did it. Dan has a little bit of a sound clip from inside court. Some of this nonsense with Derek Thompson as he is pretending to take responsibility.
I have made a terrible mistake, and I have learned from them, and I have been punished by God. I have been stripped of everything but my skin. I just hope and pray that you can see the truth in me and find in your hearts to forgive me.
No. No. No forgiveness. Do you give any forgiveness? This is the first time he spoke since this crash in 2023. Each victim, you know, these five young women all killed in this. He rented this Cadillac Escalade. He's driving 110 miles an hour down 35W. Exits onto Lake Street, blows through a red light, and just absolutely shreds this Honda Civic with these five young women in it. The older sisters spoke today. Those are the ones who I think should get to speak. I really don't think you should get to speak. Speak during the trial, take responsibility on sentencing day to come up and in front of the family, give this whole charade about how, well, I wish I didn't have to go to trial. I wish I didn't have to put you through this. Give me a break. Just know I'm sorry for the heartbreak I have caused. Well, why didn't you take the deal? He could have pled guilty to five counts of criminal vehicular manslaughter. He would have been sentenced between 32 and 38 years in prison. So in Minnesota, you serve 2/3 of your time. So he would have had supervised release probably after 25 years. Now he's going to be in prison for 39 years at least and on probation for 20 more. And then this guy gets convicted on drug and gun charges in federal court. So, like, he's going to be locked up probably for the rest of his life. And he's got a scar on his forehead, and he's like, oh, this reminds me every day of the five victims. Screw you. It's outrageous. It's outrageous to me. The gun and the drugs and all of this stuff. And that's why there were the federal charges. So this is why he's driving like a maniac, and certainly like a lot of questions about, all right, what is really going on here where what exactly is happening? And then of course his father in this case is a former state representative. John Thompson. But the fact that, you know, why we're supposed to forgive you when you put the family through all of this stuff, like it's a load. And I commend the judge in this case who didn't buy this nonsense and didn't give them a lesser sentence. But to allow your attorney to do that, and I understand that everybody has the right to a vigorous defense. And perhaps if you're a defense attorney, you don't ask, right? You don't ask. But I don't know. I just feel so badly for these families who had to sit there and listen to this absolute charade. Drive Time back in just a minute here on CCO. You know, Dan, today is another example of why when we talked about rating this summer the other day, I'm still kind of around a 4. Like, we just can't get a win. Yesterday we didn't have a show because of abomination. It's funny how the end result of a baseball game absolutely colors the way you feel about it.
2 hours and 20 minutes, it was a pretty good game. The last 10 or 15 or so, no, it stunk.
I was watching the game yesterday with the kids before we went off to dinner. And I'm like, this is an incredible game. Like, every pitch counts. Like, we're in the last innings. The Twins came back. They made it a game. Like, this is amazing. And then, like, so many walks.
Yeah.
So many walks. And then they...
Bad Griffin showed up yesterday.
Oh, that's a bummer. And I don't blame Rocco for walking Shohei.
No, of course not.
Like, that made a lot of sense. But you didn't count on a four-pitch walk after that?
I think it was a five-pitch walk after that.
Five-pitch walk, not great. Not great. But I went to Costco earlier in the day to do one of my favorite things in the world. Be glad you live in an apartment. Because buying water softener salt.
Oh, yeah.
Very annoying.
Sure.
So I buy it at Costco.
I'd haul those bags around when I was a kid. So I get it.
50-pound bags. So Costco is the 50-pound. If you buy it like at the gas station or the grocery store, it's usually the 40-pound bag.
Mm.
So you get the 50-pound bag for $6 or $6.50 or something. But then you got to haul it down the stairs. And so you have to roll it out of the store in the shopping cart.
Sure.
And 150 pounds of salt, which I had yesterday, is a bit of a strain even on the Costco shopping cart.
Yeah, that's probably about, you were probably maxing it out right there.
It was the time of the day that we got, like, we were getting 2 inches of rain per hour, I think. And I believe in Maple Grove at around 12:25 in the afternoon, we were getting 2 inches of rain in, like, the 40 seconds it took me to run to my car.
But just think of how soft that rain was after hitting all your salt.
After running through that. Yeah. I had to change all my clothes, including my underwear, because it soaked. The rain was so aggressive, it soaked through my jeans.
I know life is show prep, but it doesn't mean you have to share everything. I'm just gonna,
is that too much?
I mean, it's maybe pushing the line a little bit.
That's a lot of rain.
It's a lot of rain.
You're soaking your undergarment.
Yes. Yes, that
would
is
it be
lot.
Better if I called it undergarment?
I don't think so, no.
What would make you feel better?
If you didn't None speak this. About this ever again.
If I called it my skivvies. Does that help?
No.
What is a better term for underwear that makes you feel more comfortable?
It's
651-461.
It's not the term. It's the mental image. That's what's bothering people right now. Nobody needs
that.
Nobody needs that.
Wear underwear?
No, I mean, it's thinking of you in that. We don't need to think of you in that. Nobody needs that.
I don't want to.
It rained a lot. You don't have to go there.
It's a pleasure for them to think about it. Maybe they shouldn't. Maybe that's fun for them. I don't want to deny the people. I don't care how you think about me, as long as you do think about me.
That's I understand for sure.
I had to wring myself out. I mean, it was. So you're like, okay, like it's gonna rain like crazy, fine. And then today, just. What is the smoky condition? So I'm out of the Twin Cities right now. I drove a bit north in Minnesota. And as I left the metro, the skies grew smokier.
Hazy.
So it's pretty smoky up here. I'm in the Brainerd Lakes.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, at least when I came into work, you know, obviously that was several hours ago now, but it wasn't horrible smoke-wise down here.
It was several hours, everybody.
It was, well, you know, it's... been a while. I mean, the smoke could have come down in the intervening time. That's my only point.
Know.
I don't know because I haven't been outside in a while.
Right.
But when I came in, it was fine. It was muggy as all get out still, but which to me, that's the biggest annoyance about today is that the temperatures are actually reasonable after a couple of hot days, but it's still so muggy outside. It's not like it's a major improvement.
Yeah, it's we can't get a win.
Exactly.
I feel like
it's a bad summer.
It's kind of a bad summer. The texters are thanking you for stopping me.
I'm here for the people, Jason.
One texter suggests mantis. would be a better term.
Nope. It isn't the term. It has nothing to do with the term. It's the visual. It's the mental image. And like I said, I mean,
can't we talk about stuff here? Don't we, like, don't all of us? I mean, I'm not talking about, like, soaking my underwear because I'm getting older. It's not, that's not what this.
That's good. I'm glad that that's not what you're talking about.
But when that happens, we'll talk about it here on Drive Time.
Jason here for.
Look, if the fine people at Depends want to sponsor this show, I will sell the crap out of them.
Of course
so
you
to
will.
Speak. Yeah.
I mean, and fine. If you were making money in this segment, then I would probably let it go.
That'd be fine.
But
then you'd be.
You're not.
Would it?
Well, is I mean, that, no, it wouldn't be great, but I would at least, you know.
Is that where we draw the line? I mean, we do have veto power over any potential. Like, we don't just endorse anything around here.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've said no to things before.
Sure.
I know this comes as a large surprise to Chad Hartman, who thinks I will say yes to anything. I think, like, adult diapers would be maybe one product I wouldn't necessarily want to. Yeah.
I mean, depends on the size of the check, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I mean, there's a number.
People are really bothered by me saying.
I was trying.
At least the textures.
Not only am I trying to protect the people, I'm also trying to protect you from yourself in this instance,
well,
right? I'm trying to wave you off.
Yeah.
And you just keep, you know.
But the unbothered people are not going to text in, right? Like, there's a little bit of sample selection going on here. If you are unbothered, I mean, what kind of talk show is that? Can you imagine the meeting that we're going to have with our coach?
Yeah.
When coach calls us in next week to talk about the show.
Looking forward to it.
And he's going to bring this segment up.
Yeah.
He's going to say, you know what would have been better if you would have asked people who are unbothered to text in. Because that's a real motivator for people.
Well, I don't think he's going to say that.
Probably not.
No.
We're going to break. We're going to do DeRussia Eats in just a minute. I want to talk about, I'm astonished that someone has filed a lawsuit over a couple of bucks and a credit card fee. Credit card fee. Are you bothered or unbothered by credit card fees? At restaurants, we banned the junk fees, but not all the fees. Where are you at on this? 651-461-9226. Drive Time with the Fully Dry DeRussia continues.